everybody. This is Pastor Buddy, and I'm joining you live tonight, right here on WW RB 3.185, and we are certainly glad to have you aboard. We got a great message, call a friend and a neighbor. We're going to get into some signing the series here. Hopefully it's going to be a three-part rush toward Armageddon. Ladies and gentlemen, executive orders. Have you ever thought about what's on the book that could be used against you in case that the rush toward Armageddon is real? Well, we're going to talk about it. You call a friend and a neighbor and tell them that Pastor Buddy is on the air. We got some prophetic utterances for you. We got some exciting information that you may find usable in the preservation of not only your soul, but your body, and especially your mind. Have you ever seen such stressful times that we're living in? You see, it's an assault, really, literally, on your mind. It seems like that the media is set to control, and ladies and gentlemen, it's a time of trouble. So in part one, we're going to give you some information about what they got planned. And in part two, we're going to give you the actual information of this plan. And then in part three, the climax of the final Armageddon battle. So it's going to be very informative. Now, again, call somebody and tell them that Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call is on the air tonight. Now, let's go to executive order number 10995. This executive order provides for the takeover of all of the communications in the United States. Now, other nations have implemented these same processes, so we're going to prove to you that there's 134 nation, if you will, conspiracy. It's basically, ladies and gentlemen, and of course they're going to tell you that in the event of a pandemic or in the event of a nuclear war or in the event of some foreign invasion from outer space, that's even in the contract, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know whether you know that or not. But all these are written in the executive orders, and these can be implemented before the sun rises in the morning. This is the scary part about it, that they're taking over the communication media. Well, have you, like I say, have you seen the media and the bombardment? This daily, we got all these network news 24/7. They give you the political correct, and of course we got Fox News now, since that the Republicans have been thrown out. Now they are against the Democrats. Now when the Democrats are thrown out and the Republicans come back in, then Fox News is going to be pro-government, and then the Democrats is going to hammer. See, it's that whole 1-2 slugger punch of media control of your, while you're caught up, whether it's right or wrong, or whether you join the debate. Right now, the raging debate is health care. And ladies and gentlemen, it's not all about health care. It's about control. Media manipulation, if you will, to win your mind and soul. Whether you're for it or against it, you're playing the game. And that's what they want you to do. You're playing in the arena. And unless you're outside the box with your ability to think, if you subscribe to Fox News, if you subscribe to NBC, ABC, CBS, and I could go on CNN, all of them, ladies and gentlemen, are working for the same company. And the company is the rush toward Armageddon. Now, we're going to find out some more research and information. So let me show you something here. Executive order number 10997 provides for the takeover of all the electric power, the petroleum, the gas, and other fuels and minerals. It'll be strictly taken over by the government. You will have no authority to intervene. You'll be shot on sight if you do. And you reckon that that's what they might be planning? Well, listen to this one now. And this is the one that really scares me. Because Dr. Gann and I were talking about today that it's necessary for you to be prepared. And how many, literally millions of people are not prepared for these events? And you say, well, what's the use of it, Pastor Buddy? They're going to take over and rule us with a rod of iron. That's what the Bible says. But the Bible said there's something very interesting here. We're going to get in the book of Daniel in part two of this message that we'll have perhaps tomorrow night. If we don't change our schedule. We've been doing some song services on Saturday night. Now, tomorrow night we'll be on at 8 o'clock. It's an early starting time. We want you to join us. And if I'm permitted, I'll get right in here on part two with the book of Daniel. It's very exciting. Daniel saw the end time that we're living in. He saw the consequences. And, you know, he got so sick that he fainted. I mean, he was sick certain days when he saw this carnage. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible speaks about the rush toward Armageddon that will be such a time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. Now, can you comprehend that? Can you look back in history, and can you imagine? Just try to get a grip on this statement. A time of trouble, such as the world has never seen. Now, I don't know where many of you remember World War II. And probably ain't very many on earth that remembers World War I. But it was horrifying. They used gas and mustard gas and poison gas and stuff like this. And then along came World War II, and we invented gas masks. And so it was a biological nightmare. People are still suffering from the test. And, you know, they're testing today. I went outside and looked up into the sky, and it looked like somebody was up there playing checkers, X and O's, as they mark the sky above your head. What's in this stuff they're spraying out over your head? And you say, oh, Pastor, but them were just contrails. I've had ignorant people that look up, and when you point them out, they say, oh, that's a jet went over, and it's left a contrail. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ever realize that a contrail would dissipate within a matter of minutes, this stuff stays for days, forms clouds, and it actually forms a counter blanket over you. And then here come the rain or the wind or the snow and the jet stream or whatever, and it either pulls it over the rest of the nation, wherever they're spraying it. And I was down visiting Doc a few years back, and I noticed down in the Mississippi Delta, where right not far from New Orleans, where the coast, man, they spray heavy down there. And then all of that comes north through the jet stream, and they've got a plan, ladies and gentlemen. There's something in this that they're doing that's detrimental to your health. Have you ever seen the like of sickness, coughing, sneezing, snorting, allergies? People can't sleep. They're running to the doctor for medicines, for shots. We turned into a bunch of feeble, sick, weakly drug addicts. There's something to break down our resistance. Our fathers 100 years ago would never stand for what we're standing for right now, with a socialist takeover in our country. But we're doing nothing about it. We've become, if you would, pardon this expression, we've been neutered. We have nothing left in our being to rise up and to resist. But the Bible says in the book of Daniel that I was quoting a while ago that the righteous will do exploits. Now, I don't want you to take up arms against the government. That's not what I'm talking about. I certainly wouldn't recommend that. That would be a foolish move. That's what they want you to do. You're just jumping right out of the frying pan and jumping directly into the fire. How do you resist? You pray, if my people, which are called by my name, shall pray and humble themselves and seek my face and turn from... Listen to this one. This is Executive Order number 10998. Remember that one. 10998. Provides, listen to this now, provides for the takeover of all food reserves and resources, and every farm in America will be under their jurisdiction and control. They're going to take it over. Executive order, Dunn wrote on the book, gives the president, when he declares martial law, or if the United Nations declares a pandemic, then all of the people of the 134 nations, now the other nations are insignificant. These nations that we're talking about are the most powerful nations on the earth, particularly the Big Five, or as now they've enlarged it to the G8. That is the largest, most powerful nations on the earth. And of course, the little nations who are not mentioned in the 134 nations, they're insignificant. They don't have to belong to it to go along with it. I mean, what would a little nation like Finland, which, by the way, does belong to it, but let's get Finland, a small nation. What are they going to do about it? What could they do about it? Well, they have to play ball. And so then, all of the resources and the reserves and the farms will be taken over by your federal control in all those 134 nations plus. Now, they're already worrying about the dispensing of medicines. Now, let me tell you something that might surprise you. I know it alarmed me, but it says that this is the debate now going on about the healthcare thing. They see the Clintons brought it up when they were in there. That was a pet project of Mrs. Hillary Clinton. Well, now Mr. Clinton is coming back on the scene very strong. He's now an ambassador, a rescuer. He went into one of the most belligerent nations just this week. And he rescued two Asian girls that were citizens of America working for Al Gore, of all people, the television conglomerate company that he's got a large stake in. And so this was masterminded, and these people look like saviors. People were weeping and raving over these two individuals. Really? You see, that's part of the control of the takeover of the communications. They hog the spotlight. Ladies and gentlemen, notice this now. It's Executive Order number 10999 provides for the takeover of all the modes of transportation, control of highways, control of the seaports, and control of the nation's factories and manufacturing concerns. Now listen to this. Here's what they got planned for the dissidents. If perhaps you are already branded as one. That's Executive Order number 11000, and it provides the authorization for mobilization of all civilians into work brigades under government other out there on site. Can you dig it? Well, you're going to be digging. We're taking shovel. We're going to provide labor, forced labor, and for the mobilization, ladies and gentlemen, of all of these major, major functions that will be going on, you will be a civilian that will be organized into a work detail, reminds me of my old Army days, under government supervision. Oh, my. Now, you're going to wonder where Burger King went to. It ain't going to be there. You know what you're going to be eating? Well, ladies and gentlemen, you talk about the Holocaust. Did you know that what is planned will make the Holocaust pale in comparison? Did you know what is planned will make World War II pale in comparison to the loss of life planned? And in World War I, all of the wars, all of the skirmishes, like the Korean War, like the Vietnam War, like the Iraqi War, like the Afghanistan War. You see, the Bible said that they'd be leading up to this part, or this time, would be wars and rumors of wars. That's to keep you preoccupied and your sons on foreign battlefields spilling their blood, because it is a design plan to bring down. Not to strengthen, not to shore up, but to destroy the nation of what we call the greatest nation on the earth. The great eagle that flies on our flag, and the emblem and the symbols of our superior strength, the intentional destruction and infrastructure of our nation is being planned in the halls of Congress and in the backdoor power-making parlors of the New World Order. There will be a civilian work detail, a large army, if you will, under government superstition. Now, listen to this one. This fits the times right here. Now, it's Executive Order number 1101. See, they come almost right after each other. Provides for government takeover. Now, if you don't think this executive order is being agreed to by the debate in the Congress, it's already an executive order. It could become law without them voting, but now that they're going to vote it in, who are we to complain when this happens? Now, notice what's going to happen. Executive order number 1101 provides for government takeover of all health and welfare functions. Now, does it sound like we're in these days? Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Now, have you ever heard about the post office and their dire straits? It is now being reported that the Postal Service has lost about $7 to $8 to $9 billion this year, and will probably forced to discontinue the Saturday mail delivery within 6 months. All right, now notice this executive order, number 1102. Man, we're just on a roll here. We started at 1095 and we're down to 1102. It designates, listen to this now, the Postmaster General to operate national registration of all persons. Now, did you get that executive order number 1102? Designate the Postmaster General and the Postal Service to operate a national registration of all persons, and if you fail to register, you would be shot or imprisoned, or probably both. How's that? Now listen, this one, if you're thinking about going up in a rapture, the government ain't going to let you go, folks. Executive Order number 1103 provides for the government to take over all airports and all aircraft and restrict the airspace above America exclusively for the use of the federal government. Executive Order 1104. You know, these things are so timely now that these things are being executed right under our nose and we don't even know it's happening. I mean, it's just like a snare for the rabbit. You know, this is slow dripping poison and we don't even know we're drinking at the water trough. Provides for the Housing and Finance Authority. Sound familiar in the last 6 months? I mean, they've reimbursed Wall Street, energized Wall Street. I mean, the taxpayers have provided the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate communities into designated areas to be abandoned and establish new locations for the remaining populations. That means an exclusive right for the Housing and Finance Authority to relocate entire communities. Oh my. Ever wonder why that the cities are laid out like a giant prison? I mean, all they have to do is shut down the major thoroughfares and surround the city, and let's say it's New York. What do we got up there? Probably proper. 8 to 10 million. What about Los Angeles? 7 to 8 million. What about Chicago? 4 to 5 million plus. See how easy it is to relocate communities, designate areas to be abandoned. I mean, you'll be shot if you try to get out of the city. Is that why that the father said flee to the mountains? You know, they ain't got enough people to find everybody, ladies and gentlemen. And the Bible says those that remain will do exploits. Well, we got our education in guerrilla warfare in Vietnam. The Vietnamese, a small, minute people. I mean, they didn't have tanks. They didn't have large vehicles to move their supplies. You know how they done it? By the willingness of the individual people as they took baskets and balanced them on their shoulders and carried ammunition and guns and rice to their champion hero soldiers that were invading into South Vietnam. And they eventually, through this primitive guerrilla tactic, they overthrew the most powerful army in the world, and they proved to the British and the French before we got there that they were worthy fighters, because they repelled and expelled all of Britain and the forces of France and finally the United States of America. And in the skirmishes they had with China, they reminded them that they had expelled three stronger nations than China, and so China backed off. Now, this is because that these people were dedicated to their homeland. You see, North and South Korea is like the North and South in the United States. They warred over this by intervention of outside forces and influences, but they finally wised up, and the people in the South finally got tired of the United States command and control, as they seen it was nothing but payoffs and corruption and violence and drugs brought in to ruin a nation. And the people in the South actually turned against us, not for us. I've talked to brothers that was over there. They said you'd never know when a little child would come down the trail looking innocent, carrying, eating an apple or a piece of fruit out of the jungle with strapped maybe 5 or 6 hand grenades strapped to his backside, and when he got within reach of the patrol that was on the trail, he would blow them to bits. Designated. That's 11004 provides the Federal Housing Authority to relocate entire communities and designate areas to be abandoned and establish new locations of forced migrations. Just like the Cherokee Indians, bless their heart, bless the spirits of our land, as they were force marched out of these beautiful mountains here where they had been here for years and years and years. And the evil, corrupt government who promised them liberty sucked them in to these reservations. That's forced. See, ladies and gentlemen, these things have been going on forever. Now, Executive Order number 1105 provides the government to take over railroads, inland waterways, and public storage facilities, and all of the transportation to provide in and out of these facilities. In other words, if you own a trucking company today, it might be in the service of the United States government tomorrow under Executive Order number 11005. All these executive orders were combined into one. Now, here's the catch-22 in this deal. See, after they got all these passed, all these executive orders were combined into one executive order, number 11490. Now, that's 15 in numeric digressing here to 15, and we reduce the N5N1 to 6. So that's the number of men. That executive order is to rule men. That's what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. And it was signed by President Richard Nixon on October the 28th, 1969, that all of the executive orders were exactly in the power of the stroke of one pen and one hand of your chief executive. That's your president, ladies and gentlemen. You think we may be closer than you've ever realized? Well, on September the 26, 1961, Congress passed Public Law 87-297. Now listen to this one. This is the one they're working on. They have since the Brady Bill. You notice all these shootings? These Manchurian candidates have been chosen by some elite brainwashing faction in the black ops systems of our governments to go off at a program time and do all these things. It's unheard of. 50 years ago, everybody was safe anywhere because everybody carried their own guns. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these Manchurian candidates are being programmed to explode and to go off, and these things are, it's amazing what's going on, and we don't even know why it's going on. And the Bible said it will be a time of trouble and great stress among all the nations. Now, here it is, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to give it to you. I hate to, but here it comes. On September the 26th, 1961, Congress passed Public Law 87-297, which calls for arms control and the disarmament of the American people at the determination of the president. Now, are you listening? Did you know tomorrow, one stroke of a president's pen and all of your shotguns, your rifles, your your hunting rifles, your defensive ornaments that you've got a right in the Second Amendment to do. See, the Constitution don't mean anything. It can be thrown out the window with one stroke of a pen. The Constitution will be suspended, just like a pandemic. You will be forced to these areas to receive your vaccination, and you will bring your guns with you. You will bring all of your silver and gold with you, or you'll be in violation. And you will join the labor forces that they've got set up, and you will work for the state until you perish. Legislation has been recently signed into law, and legislation now pending in Congress is moving toward the completion of this goal. They're working overtime, ladies and gentlemen, to get your guns. That's what they want. So if you can't fire back, they can come and get you. And, you know, if you've got a slingshot and they've got a bazooka, which one would you bet your money on? If two sheep and a wolf sit down to decide what's for dinner, guess who's going to be on the table? Huh? You dumb, gullible sheep that sit back and let these things happen under your nose. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just as guilty as you are. We've all been dumbed down through a manipulation of our brain. Something's wrong. Something's in the water, something's in the food, something's going on here to make us non-conformant or non-combatant to the conformities that are being perpetrated upon us. Now listen to this. On April the 2nd, 1992, the U.S. Senate voted unanimously for SB 1425, which ratified the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights. This placed the Human Rights Clause of the United Nations Charter into a superior position to our Constitutional Bill of Rights. And since the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled in Missouri versus Holland that a treaty supersedes the Constitution. Oh, they done got a ruin. The acceptance of this treaty places judgment of American citizens under the umbrella of the United Nations and the world courts, where trials are not only not by jury of our peers, and judgments are not based on inalienable rights given to us by our Creator and protected by the U.S. Constitution, which just flew out the window on the wings of the great eagle that represents our country. Monetary. Now let me get you into the monetary, and you know that there's a lot of monetary problems in our nation today. And for that matter, in probably throughout the world. But notice this. A single currency, a single monetary policy, and a single authority issuing the current currency and directing the monetary policy, which is under the 1984 fall of foreign affairs, which was by Richard Cooper. In 1913, the U.S. Congress, in violation of the Constitution, turned the control of the monetary system of the United States over to a private-owned organization of 12 individuals. Now get this. 11 of whom are not citizens of the United States. Can you believe it, George? Congress did that? You said, well, it doesn't matter. That's back in 1913. Hey, I mean, ain't no problem. You know, I like when Ben Bernanke, when he comes up before the Congress and tells them that we got to print more money and we got to get the jobs going again. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the biggest joke it ever was, and people fall for it. They actually let that man sit down, and with a monetary policy that is misleading her people, blind sheep. You know what they done in 1933? They turned in all their gold and silver. You know what they're going to do probably here in the next few years? Turn in all your gold and silver. And if you don't, you're in violation, and you'll be shot. If they find one coin that you failed to turn in, you could be shot on sight. Now, it's very misleadingly called the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve. And this group manipulates the money supply and controls the debt of nations. This gives them the wealth, because they get the real materials and you get the money, the paper, and power to dictate the economic conditions of the world. Eustace Mullins, in his Secrets of the Federal Reserve, says that it's the greatest heist that's ever been perpetrated upon a nation. And ladies and gentlemen, the gullible sheep who were asleep on that Christmas Eve, we all went to sleep. While we was looking for Santa Claus, and we got him. He came down the chimneys of our homes and robbed us of all of our possessions, all of our wealth, all of the might went to a group of people that is ruling this world. Now, a plan has been advanced by these men and their international partners to bring all nations under a single rule, with themselves, of course, setting at the top of the pyramid that they have created. By creating economic crises and the collapse of a nation's economy, plan for America, they force these nations into debt to have them to trade their assets, such as gold, their natural resources, and land for the backing of the International Monetary Fund, which they created and control. And once they own a nation's land and resources, they own and control that nation. And as Larry Abraham wrote the article, Insider Report, ambushed by the monetary system that is ruling the world with a rod of iron. You talk about it. That's why I'm excited to get into the book of Daniel. We're going to expose this in such a way that you need to sit up and take notice. You need to pray for this nation. There's nothing you can do, rush out in the streets. You don't need to take up arms. You don't need to do that. What you need to do is first pray and get direction. Open your eyes. I pray, Father, tonight that everyone that's listening to me, that they will know and understand, and that they will hear from heaven the mighty voice of the Father who has given us the wisdom and knowledge for the last days to do exploits against the evil powers of the rush to Armageddon. Father, I pray that you bless your people. You see, except the come a falling away, the end won't come. Now, if they're able to brainwash us and control us, the end's going to come quickly, because if he don't come, there's not going to be anything left for the Father to come back to or for. But you can bet one thing. He said himself, will I? He didn't say will, but he said, will I find faith on earth when I return? Are we going to be turned into a bunch of penny-lace patsies and rubber stamps for everything that this evil, corrupt, money-grubbing Congress and Senate has done to our nation, and we sit and re-elect them time after time? Either we have six of one and a half a dozen of the other, and all of them crooks? Where is the righteous choices that we used to have? And as Joseph Stalin said, it's not those who go to the polls and vote for the Democrats or the Republicans. It's for those at the end of the election sit down and count the votes. Oh my. Oh, but we've got those people that we can trust out in our local communities, in our little hamlets throughout America. We can trust them to count the votes, can't we, Pastor Bay? Ladies and gentlemen, all your votes now are counted by a computer. And guess where the software was developed to do this counting and to let us know who won the election? Well, I won't get into that, so that's for part three. I'm going to cover that in part three. But you can rest assured that their progress toward this goal has been rushing toward Armageddon. Every nation in the world is backed by the International Monetary Fund except the United States, Brazil, Argentina, Costa Rica, and other countries that have been forced to trade assets and land to exonerate their debt. It is now fixing to happen to the United States and Brazil. We're going to have to trade our land, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to give away the store. They done got all our money. They done got our silver. They got our gold. That's the real money. That's all they wanted. They wanted to give you paper, worthless paper money to get the resources of your nation, which is what they've done. And the specific plan to bring the United States under the monolithic control includes economic disruption and the collapse of more banks and national bankruptcy, which is the ultimate end to where that we'll have to let them have all the land. They done got all of it, basically, anyway. It's all wrapped up in a tight shop group here. And we're about to sign the deed over to the foreign people. 11 of them are foreigners. Under these conditions, most Americans will clamor for the help that they offer. The Bible says, whosoever was not written in the Lamb's book will readily, greedily run for the mark of the rush toward Armageddon. Willingly trading our nation's land and resources for a piece of bread. Don't the Bible say that a man sell his soul for a piece of bread? Now, then comes the Monetary Fund to bail us out of a predicament. Their stated deadline to accomplish this goal is the year, get this now, 2000. Well, here we are, 2009. And they're almost there. So it was implemented by a target date. And at first they don't succeed. You know what they do? They try again. Did you know when they round these bills through Congress, they tried them several times, all these executive orders. They tried them and tried them and tried them until they wore down the resistance and the opposition. And then without a murmur, they attach these riders and get some popular bill that the people for, and there's no outcry, and they hide these rider bills. They call them hitchhiker bills, and they get them through, and not much fanfare of the media, which is in control of your brain. Now, another method to control the nation's lands is being accomplished in the United States with the help of the environmentalist, Mr. Al Gore comes to mind. Wilderness areas are now being set aside, transferred to the Natural Conservancy, and then to the Federal Reserve, placing those lands under the direct control of the same individuals, according to Larry Abraham on page 15 of Ambushed. I mean, I've been reading this book, and it's blowing me away. Ladies and gentlemen, Ambushed. The rush toward Armageddon is, we're like a runaway locomotive with all of these things, and they're coming down the track of time, and there has to be something at the end of the track. It's nothing but a dead end. It's worth noting that the European countries recently met in the Netherlands and agreed to a single currency for all of Europe. Well, any time that the America, which would be Mexico, the the United States and Canada, with the Southern Americas to join suit to get a one currency for these nations that I've just spoke about. And then after that, then these two worldwide dominating currencies will be converted right under your nose again into one world currency. That's what the ultimate objective of the plan. Now, enter the military. The plan is to control the armed forces of the world, not the United Nations. The world has been divided into 10 regions. Do you know that the beast had 10 horns? Right there it is, ladies and gentlemen. A country may do whatever it chooses within the confines of that region. But if it oversteps its bounds, it will be disciplined by the United Nations armed forces, with economic forces and judicial forces bringing to power for the chastisement of that belligerent nation. Oh yeah, you're gonna meet the wrath of the United Nations. Now, prior to the conflict in Kuwait, there was a meeting held to discuss the possibilities of a country that had combined forces of the United Nations that it could seize upon in the name of humanity to stamp out the oppression and to show the strength of a world army. In early 1990, the American ambassador to Iraq, April Gallipoli, had assured Saddam Hussein directly that the United States would take no action if it decided to invade Kuwait. Sucker, sucker, sucker. Oh, was Mr. Hussein a sucker? It was agreed to cause another war similar in scale to the Iraqi war within 5 years, to keep the armed forces in focus and to remind the countries of the world of the power of the coalition forces. Reported by James P. Tucker, Jr. in the minutes of the Bilderberger meeting in Baden, Baden, Germany, August 1991. As preparation for war was being made, Congress signed a treaty with the United Nations, making George Bush the commander-in-chief of the coalition forces. Because the Supreme Court has ruled that a treaty takes precedence over a constitution, this treaty gave the president the power to declare war without meeting the constitutional requirements of approval by Congress. You notice he didn't go to Congress and get any approval. But most of Congress approved. And so begun a massive, 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 massive debt burden to get this nation plunged deeper into financial straits, to put us in a straitjacket, a financial straitjacket, and to where that they could bind the power of Samson of America and strip it and blind it and defeat it and kill it. Coming your way, courtesy of the New World Order. Now, let me cover the judicial, and then I'll get down to the register. The purpose is to place the world under a single judicial review to administer justice to the world. The world court has no just juries and is not bound by the individual rights to protect the U.S. Constitution. It will judge for atrocities against the world. And since the U.S. Supreme Court has erroneously ruled in Missouri versus Holland that treaties supersede the Constitution, every treaty that the United States has signed with the United Nations places them into jurisdictional control and to judgment over the United States Constitution. Religion. I've got to get to this and then I've got to wrap it up here. The plan to establish a single humanistic religion for the world. Christianity will be outlawed and believers will be faced and forced, disgraced discrimination, persecution, and possibly elimination or imprisonment, there will be a new religion, first the worship of man, humanism, and then Satanism, and everyone will either accept the new religion or depart from the society. Ralph A. Epperson, 1990, a book he published of the New World Order on page 20. Cults will become discredited by the actions of some that few people question when a cult is verbally and even physically attacked and the children of that cult killed by the government. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's been going on since Miss Janet Reno Incorporated. No wonder she shakes. No wonder she's got a shaking disease. Maybe she hears the cries of those babies when she lays down and sleeps in that. Well, I got to close, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Buddy, and I've been with you for the last hour. And I hope and trust that Yahweh would bless you richly. And, of course, my hands and my strength is coming from those who send me tithes to help me to maintain my health and my wisdom to study, to show myself approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, to warn you as a watchman on the wall for what is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like for you to know tonight that you're listening to Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, again, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Get ready for the rush to Armageddon. We're right around the corner, ladies and gentlemen. We've got one leg in the hole and one on a banana peel in for this nation to survive. Unless there is a divine intervention. And, of course, the Bible says, after the time of trouble, after the time of trouble, there'll be a time of peace brought to you courtesy of a new world order. And then the great fake coming. And then the Bible said, what hadn't been deceived and killed off under this great rush toward Armageddon will again be imprisoned, put to death, or, you know, eliminated, those who would object to what they're doing. You can call me at area code 423-626-2172. And ladies and gentlemen, this is August the 7th, 209, live around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, reaching out to you with love and warning that the rush toward Armageddon is upon us. All of these things have been masterminded in the nations that I have told you about, and the formation will come upon you like a thief in the night, and you will be taken captive at the will of Satan, which is the satanic new world order, which is orchestrated and brought to you courtesy of those that I've talked about tonight. You can join me tomorrow night for part two of The Rush Toward Armageddon. If you'd like to, call me, area code 423-626-2172. Again, now if you would like to know about our program tomorrow night, tell a friend that we'll be on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time with the Shepherd's Call and Pastor Buddy. I got to get out of here and make way for my good brother down south in Dixie, Brother Arnold. I'll see you around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South, WWRB 3.185.
Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when your face.